Daryl, with the chances that you had in the last half hour, is that 2 points drop or a fair result?
Yeah, it feels that way, to be honest with you. I thought a disastrous start, which gets the place edgy, which you'd expect. And didn't really recover from that for a while, to be honest with you. But listen, for me, an average performance, a frustrating performance. But again, we should win. Yeah. 33 attempts at goal, 13 corners, 64% possession. Play that game again, you win the game 3-4-1. As frustrating, as disappointing we were, because at times we were poor, the fact of the matter is that these times, sometimes it is 2 points drop, because these things happen.
Yeah.
So are there questions then about the cutting edge of the side with Gordon?
Cutting edge, or can you give a bit of credit to their keeper? I think he's pulled off 3-4 world class saves on the day. Listen, you know, we were sloppy in possession. A couple of players had an absolute nightmare. Probably made a bad call at half time, to be honest with you, because Clark, who's been very, very reliable this season, were poor. But I just thought we were a little bit short set pieces, so I'll probably hold my hands up for that decision. But we, like I say, you can analyse it till the cows come home and keep going in, which we do, and I do as a staff. But the fact of the matter is, we should win the game. You know, the stats will tell you that through the course of the game. So it's 2 points dropped.
It was down that left hand side that you got the equaliser. Really nice finish, wasn't it, from Wes?
Yeah, great finish from Wes. He's adding that end product to his game. But it was a tough watch at times. Very frustrating. We're dominating a lot of the possession. They're sitting in the banks trying to hit us on the counter, which they had a couple of attempts on the counter. Other than that, is one-way traffic without the quality that we needed in the right key areas at times.
If I can home in on Wes, a great assist at Vale Park last weekend, this goal today. He's doing all he can. Is he need to get a new contract?
Listen, I said this before, I didn't fall off a Christmas tree. Do you know what I mean? You guys ain't going to come out all the time saying, yeah, we've been speaking to Wes for about 4 weeks, 5 weeks. You know, he's obviously doing well. We want him to stay, but... You know, I'm not going to publicly just come out just to please people and just say this is what we're doing. We want him to stay. He's enjoying his football. Let's hope he does. But at the end of the day, we're like any other football club. We can go to a certain level. That's what we are. But he's doing well. The boys are digging in. I think there's a few there positives for me. There's more lads that have had a few injury problems just recently, getting match minutes. Pringer didn't want to risk him from the start, but it's great to have him back to get the balance back with Mollet injured, you know. But he's only had one full day of training. So the selection of the team sometimes is to where we are and where we are as a group. But the more minutes they game and the more training minutes they get on the training pitch, hopefully these players start performing better, like I say. I'm half full. I'm normally very, very negative when it's 2 points drop, but I'm half full today a little bit, so make the most of it.